This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Unworthy, just a beggar.
Ira Stanfill's the writer of this great gospel song. He has written so many wonderful songs. This one was born out of heartache and failure. From that perspective, you can realize fully just how unworthy we really are to be saved by the grace of God. The inspiration from these failures led to these sobering words. Unworthy am I of the grace that he gave, unworthy to hold to his hand. Amazed that a king would reach down to a slave, this love I cannot understand. Unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone. But he made me worthy, and now by his grace, his mercy has made me his own.
Unworthy.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, we welcome you to Friday.
Yeah, well, it is an absolutely gorgeous day. I took a few laps around the building.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice out there.
Because that's what my doctor said I needed to do yesterday.
I hear you. Yeah. I feel you there.
Yeah, had to. But thanks for all, first of all, let me say thanks for all the well wishes and for the all the birthday wishes. Thank you so much for everybody. All the cards and notes and everything. Appreciate that so much.
Yeah. Great. You had a good day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the first part of the day, about up to about 10 o'clock or so. And then, you know, you had to visit the old doctor because that's just the way the VA rolls, you know?
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, because I messed him up, though, because I went in there and the nurse says, I see on your chart you're 57, but I see it's your birthday today. So is it 57 or 58? And I said, it's 58 today. He says, you come to the doctor on your birthday? So I said, well, y'all scheduled it. It was just the way it rolls. But anyway.
If they schedule it, you pretty much say yes.
That's just the way it rolls over there.
Yeah.
But he said, I have to do more. I got to do more exercise.
More exercise.
I need to do more exercise. Yeah. And he said that. I'm borderline. I got to start watching the sugar stuff. Not so much like sugar, mm-hmm. he said, but the things that turn into sugar inside your body. That's
like
the big issue.
Carb type thing.
Yeah. Okay. Things that I like.
All the good stuff.
Like Yeah. You know, like pasta and bread and, you know.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, desserts. And
a good rule of thumb would be if it tastes like dirt, grass, or tree bark, eat all you want.
And of course, I got a new doctor yesterday, so he was kind of like, you've got an uphill battle. Because it's all set against us.
Thank you.
He said, and I said, well, can I just, you're not going to ask me to give up my bacon, are you? He goes, in moderation. So, but anyway.
Well, you can keep bacon. Got it. So that's a good day.
Yeah. I just got
in moderation.
Yeah. And my gravy. Got to have it in moderation.
Moderation. I guess that's in everything, huh? Yeah.
I guess.
What do they say?
He said, and you could eat what, you know, you kind of eat pretty much because everything else looked good. He said, but you're just going to have to walk it off.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The true rule of thumb, if it swims, flies, or grows from the ground.
Yeah.
Those are the good things to choose from.
He said, put some fish oil in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Fish oil.
Well, there you go.
I'm like, well, I eat some fish. I like fish.
Yeah.
You know, but he said, you know, you can buy the pills.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never had the fish oil pills. I don't particularly, you know, but I guess I can go buy some.
Yeah. Some of them kind of leave a little in that aftertaste, but there are some that are all good. This guy in Brazil, though, this was a story I actually printed this off.
About fish?
About fish.
Oh, here we go.
Well, in Brazil, there's apparently 20 species of a fish they called a puffer fish.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's the kind that kill you, don't it?
Yep.
Okay.
The puffer fish has toxins in it 1,200 times more poisonous than cyanide.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
I wouldn't think that would even be possible.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I always knew that they would kill you, but you know,
I'd never heard of this.
Kill you 1,200 times over.
1,200 times over. And they said, though, the thing that even boggles my mind more is that, say, like in Japan, China, Korea, the puffer fish is a delicacy, and these expert chefs learn how to safely cut out the parts of the fish that contain the toxin. I'm like, just eat some other kind of fish.
Why not? Yeah, I mean,
risk your life, something 1,200 times more poisonous than cyanide. This 46-year-old man died.
Wow.
He and a friend.
Trying to clean one?
Well, no, they ate it.
Oh, but didn't clean it properly, I imagine.
Apparently. I don't know. They got it as a present for Christmas. And got sick, went to the hospital, died several days later. The friend survived, but is still having major issues.
Mm.
But just the 1,200 times more poisonous than cyanide.
I think I just stick
got me.
Good old fashioned catfish around.
Flounder.
No doubt. Trout.
Tuna from a can. Well, you have to even be careful with some tuna.
Yeah, you do.
What is it? The not lead, maybe. Is that?
Well,
it has
mercury levels.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, on a completely different subject.
Okay.
Today's Groundhog Day.
That is right. And you know what he saw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spring's coming.
Well,
I could be hopeful.
It was kind of cloudy, so maybe wherever he was. What was the official thing?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
Predicted an early spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go with him.
Now, here's how it happened. I watched a little video of this. I didn't mean to watch it. It was just real quick. So it's because I wouldn't have wasted my time.
Yeah.
Sorry. But watching a groundhog.
Well, the whole town gets involved in this thing. So up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's like 3,000 people that live in the town, but 10,000 to 20,000 people
show up.
In Punxsutawney, Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yep.
And Pennsylvania, at Gobbler's Knob. And these guys that are part of the Groundhog Club, they wear the top hats and the long black coats. They get him out of his burrow, and they put him up on this table covered with a cloth.
Like it's a condominium, I mean, for groundhogs.
He really does. He's got the, you know, upper-level condo penthouse. But then they watch him and look, and they get down on his level, and they're deciding if he sees his shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Because someone yesterday, I mentioned it, they said, how do they know if he sees it? Well, the guys say it.
Yeah.
So the guys have been right 39% of the time.
Okay, 39% Okay.
Yeah, so, but Punxsutawney Phil did predict that we would have an early spring.
That's because he saw it, because he did not see his
shadow. He did not see his shadow this morning. I don't know what happened with the squirrel and the other animals that, you know, predict it, but there you
go. I touched my weather rock on the way out the door.
Yeah.
And it said we'd have an early spring, too.
I like your weather rock there. So, I'm for it.
Anything that said early spring, I'm for it.
Bring it on.
Yeah, just bring it on.
let's see. Bringing on some traffic on Hendersonville Road. We've got accident. And I think it's probably the same accident reported multiple times.
Yeah.
If not, we have three different accidents.
Chain reaction, maybe?
It could be.
Okay.
It's going to be right around the Zaxby's, between Zaxby's and the Walmart Supercenter there.
Mm-hmm.
We call that stretch Turtle Creek, but I don't know that that's
That's what it used to be.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know if they still call it that.
Yeah. Because that was the shopping center that was there for years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's showing a working accident, or actually a couple of them there on Hendersonville Road. So you've got backup. Great. Day in the morning. Let me keep backing. Oh, it's backed all the way into Skyland.
Yeah, that's not good.
If you can avoid that highway.
You're almost to Long Shoals Road there, almost.
You are heading to Long Shoals quickly.
Yeah, my goodness.
So God bless you if you're sitting in that traffic. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
That's a mess. Mm-hmm. So, and then we've got another accident over in Biltmore Village on 25.
Okay.
And that is going to be right around the Doubletree area, right in there.
Oh, it's right there next to McDonald's
and
all that.
It is. Okay. Yeah. So, that's kind of messy. It's backed up into where 40's trying to come in.
Okay. Yeah, that's a major problem there.
It is. It's backed up. Goodness.
Yeah.
Almost to, was it Vanderbilt Medical Park up on the left?
Yeah, under the interstate, too.
Yeah, you're backed up under the interstate. So if you're traveling that direction, God bless you, too. So that's a mess.
Mm.
So those are two areas that are a challenge today. I was trying to see anywhere else. Well, is that going to be...
Well, that's Fletcher exit.
Yeah.
Going eastbound.
It is. Sometimes if you zoom in really close, you get a little bit more information.
Yeah.
But 26 eastbound, you're slow there, Naples Mountain Home, all through there. And it's not showing an accident, so we're going to say that's construction related.
More than likely.
Yeah. Okay. So be careful if you're out and about. God bless you, folks.
Right.
Be safe. DOT are going to start clearing trees and vegetation along US 64 from White Pine Road to Blythe Street. Could start as early as first of next week.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're getting ready to do some utility line cleaning and cleaning the lines, and then even moving some utility lines
because
they've got a construction project that they say will help reduce crashes and improve the traffic flow through there.
Yeah, I think they're going to widen it up a little bit at that red light at Blythe Street. And so from there to from White Pine over to Blythe Street. So
12-foot wide travel lanes, a 5-foot bike lane in both directions, and then 5-foot sidewalks on both sides.
Yeah.
And then roundabouts, our lovely roundabouts.
Oh, yes.
At three intersections.
Okay. Okay, here we go. The 25 North, the one you was talking about, the accident over there, near Peachtree Road, there in Buncombe County. The right lane is closed near Peachtree Road. Okay, so they're working an incident there right now. So that's what that problem is.
Somebody that traffic, an update there.
Let me back up here and see this one. It's backed up to Long Shoals. That's what I thought. So that's where these... 2818 is sitting there right now, so
you got
a big issue there.
That's a lengthy backup through there.
Yeah.
So just know that starting Monday, as early as Monday, let me put it that way, that you may see crews out marking things and getting things ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really given a time frame of when all this is going to happen, but they're starting to work on it. They're also starting to work in Pisgah Forest.
Yeah.
They've got some nets up and some markers out, and
They got the little cut through, the I guess, what we call that one, the little...
Is it Deaver Road?
No, where they finished the other traffic circle over there, you know, the roundabout.
The Acosta Bypass.
The Acosta Bypass. They got it done just in time because they're going to be putting these other two roundabouts in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not... I've
two
seen,
of them.
Yeah. And pretty close together.
I can't figure that out. Yeah. Maybe I'm just naive, and I'll chalk it up to that because to have those kind of... Have two roundabouts that close together... Yeah. Right, one at the entrance there at Walmart,
uh-huh.
and the other one there at the main entrance to the forest. They're just like less than a tenth of a mile apart, and they're going to be not even that far. They're like maybe 300 feet apart.
I'm thinking some tractor trailers.
You know.
I just kind of plow through straight. How are you're just coming out of one, getting into another?
They're going to find out. That's all I know.
What do they call that? The apron, the truck apron?
Yeah,
that
they got an apron.
The concrete center that they fix for them. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But just traffic is what it is.
Don't know.
Also coming up tomorrow, US 74 over in Fairview, they're going to close a section of that to upgrade the drainage system between Fairview and Girton.
Yep.
They're putting in new culverts, I think is kind of what it boils down to. So they're going to have the highway closed from 7:30 tomorrow morning till about 6 o'clock tomorrow night, weather permitting.
Yeah.
And it does look like weather will permit. So, again, they've got two different pipes that they're replacing.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. Could we talk about somebody ask us a question?
Okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Could we talk about what you said about replacing the twin bridges yesterday? I wasn't here yesterday, so did y'all talk about twin bridges?
I was by myself.
Okay.
And I don't remember talking about twin bridges, but I may have.
Mm.
Is this they're doing twin bridges on, I have no idea, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we'll have to refresh our memories.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know
now,
exactly.
Now, there is a detour. Now, I know the one in Fairview on 74, okay, where they're going to be working over in the Fairview area.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they've got lane closures over in US 74 alternate 64 past Lake Lure. From the Lake Lure Baptist Church all the way over to McIntyre Road, they've got that road completely shut down.
Hmm.
And it's going to be closed until 5 o'clock today. Okay, so just pointing that out. Yeah. They're doing some, from all the flooding, they're doing some work there over there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So if you normally take that road from Lake Lure to Green Hill, like you're going to Rutherfordton, down that way,
not
might want to take an alternate route that way as well.
Yeah.
Three new roundabouts. Okay. Yep. So they're going to put one there at the Lowe's intersection, as well as the Pisgah Forest entrance, as well as the Walmart.
Is it Deaver Road there? Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Is that little back road Deaver? Somebody can help me.
Yeah.
I doubt myself, but yes, yeah, the Walmart entrance, the Pisgah Forest entrance, and then on down at Lowe's.
I don't know.
And then they're putting one on the back highway, the old highway there, Wilson Road. They're altering where Wilson's going to connect.
Oh.
It's going to come down. They're taking out some buildings, took some homes
right
through
there. Right there where the gas station is and all that, where Tinks used to be and all that right there.
Yep, coming right through there.
Yeah.
That's going to be Wilson Road. They're going to kind of move it down to where it's more of an intersection instead of a, you know, kind of offset intersection.
Yeah.
And they're putting the roundabout there. I guess the post office is going to be okay. I don't think I haven't heard they're moving it.
Yeah.
But it's tight through there, so I'm not sure they're going to have to. Yeah, anyhow.
Progress.
Always changing.
Progress.
There you go. That's what we'll call it.
We'll say changing. We won't call it progress. But
it. Yeah.
Some call it progress, and we must conform.
Or we will be left by the change. Or we'll be left.
There's a line in the song.
Yeah. I thought this was a neat story out of Henderson County.
Okay.
Of course, a tragic day. Back September the 10th of 2020, when Deputy Ryan Hendricks with the Henderson County Sheriff's Department was shot and killed in the line of duty.
Right.
And he's had, after his passing, there have been several honors. They dedicated the Ryan P. Hendricks Law Enforcement Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blue Ridge Community College established a scholarship fund in his name to try to help students who wish to go through basic law enforcement training and enter that profession, because he was a 2015 graduate of that program.
Right.
But yesterday, I believe, was the day that the North Carolina Department of Transportation passed a resolution that the US 64 bridge that goes over 26 in Hendersonville,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that will be renamed Deputy Ryan P. Hendricks Bridge.
How about that?
So they say the markers will probably go up later in the year,
mm-hmm.
but I thought that that was a great tribute to him and,
yeah.
and his family was on hand. A big part of his family was. So mm-hmm. I thought that that was a neat story.
Well, you know what else is something neat with Henderson County Sheriffs?
Uh-huh.
That our very own Transylvania County, once Transylvania County Sheriff David Mahoney,
uh-huh.
is now the chief deputy of Henderson County.
I did not know
under,
that.
Sheriff there in Henderson County has just hired him.
Well.
And so he comes to the Henderson County Sheriff's Office family, and he took over as the chief deputy, because their chief deputy, she retired
uh-huh.
this past year. And so, again, I thought that was interesting.
I had no idea.
That Chief Mahoney is now the chief deputy for there in Henderson County.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Good man.
David Mahoney.
Good man.
Good man.
So congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I thought that was pretty neat.
That is neat. I hadn't heard that.
Well, I got a notice on my app.
The sheriff's office app.
Of course, it came on Facebook. They posted it on Facebook. So that's really good.
Congratulations.
And at the college. I'm talking about roundups again.
Seriously?
Roundabout. It could be rounding them
up.
Yeah.
At Brevard College, I guess is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to become the land of roundabouts instead of the land of waterfalls.
In a roundabout way. We will. Wow.
That's awful.
I know. We'll move on because that just confuses me. It's happening. You know, and I know in the big scheme of things,
we got to save electricity.
There's very educated people that come up with these plans and all of this. It's just the learning curve of this is so difficult at times. Even now going through there, people will bow up and completely stop in a lane that they don't have to. Actually, it's dangerous that they bow up and stop because they have no one coming in that lane. It's the lane to go straight through. So, yeah, and I know once we get used to it, it does get easier. But with all the guests that we have coming in that may not be versed in driving in roundabouts, we're going to put them in the mix in the summertime. What, 16 million people came to the Parkway last year?
Yeah. And some of those made a stop in Brevard.
Yeah.
In Pisgah Forest and all of the areas
surrounding
us.
We're a pretty good hub for that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Well, we'll move on with that. It is Friday, and we're going to get into our swap shop items.
Yeah.
And then want to remind folks, Share-a-thon is coming up. You're going to start hearing more about it as we get into next week as we're in the countdown. But looking at our days until Share-a-thon, we're 23 days away.
Yeah.
And appreciate folks praying with us.
Yeah.
And we would encourage you, if you can get here, come and visit.
We'd love to see you.
We would.
Yeah, a lot of people, and maybe for some who've never heard about Share-a-thon before, you know, it is our yearly time set aside every year, this time of year, to raise the operating budget of the general and the network operating budgets for Anchor Broadcasting. And so that's what we do. And maybe you're listening and you've never you've had a name, but you've never seen a face. We'd love to see you.
We'd love to come by
and fellowship with you and be a part of something greater than us.
Amen.
And what the Lord is doing. And just so drop by.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be here pretty much from before daylight till after, way after sundown, that whole entire week. So make your plans. Come and be with us.
Come. We have services weekday at 10, 2, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the first Sunday, we've got our rally service on the 25th at 6 o'clock. And then we'll finish up with two services on that final Sunday. And excited about of what God's going to do, and we appreciate you praying with us. And there's opportunities that we could use your help, so be listening in the days ahead about some opportunities to maybe bring some desserts and some other things. So be listening, and Pastor Barton will have all the updates for you. But we just appreciate you praying with us.
All right, very good.
Happy birthday to Pastor Matt Metzger.
Happy birthday, brother. God bless you.
God bless you. And then happy anniversary to Raymond and Barbara Baker, 44 years today.
All right. Yeah, congratulations.
God bless y'all. Yeah. Hope you have a great anniversary.
Absolutely.
If you know someone that we don't have on our list, let us know. We'd count it a great joy to get to celebrate right along with them.
Yeah.
You can text us here, 828-577-1296, and I never know my pictures on the camera. There I go. I have a certain one that I can see in the other office. I can't tell if Lydia's sitting in that seat or not, but call us and somebody will grab the phone or text us. A text might be easier if it's okay for you. 577-1296.
I had to show you, speaking of pictures on your phone.
This was
my birthday cake.
That's an awesome cake.
Now, I'm sharing a picture with Christy, and she's seeing it. But for folks, obviously, they made me a cake. They took a, looks like a pizza pan at the bottom, and they made a circle of Mountain Dew cans, and made it multi-layered, all the way up. And in between, they've got Reese's Pieces and Hershey's cookies and cream candy bars, and all this thing all the way to the top. And then in the top, to make the top of it, they turned a bottled Mountain Dew upside down and stuck it in the top to where they could decorate all of it. But anyhow, no wonder my blood sugar is so high. But that being said,
that's awesome.
I mean, it's pretty cool. We could probably do one of these for Pastor with Diet Mountain Dew. We could probably do that with Diet.
That's awesome.
But I think that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
It's still at my house. I've not touched it yet because I'm just in awe over it.
You know,
I think what I might do is just bring it in here one day, and then all of us can have our sugar coma together.
There you go.
You know, so I thought I would share that with you, but that's just pretty neat.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of
pictures.
Yeah. A caller, we had somebody text in or call in and,
The Blue Ridge section. Okay. Oh, that intersection. Okay.
Blue Ridge Community College, not Brevard College. So it's going to be a little further on down toward the Pisgah Forest area.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's going to be right there at Arby's.
I guess so.
Right.
Where that red
that
light is?
It would be back the Pisgah Forest side. Arby's is a little bit, and then there's the Enmark. Is that the gas station?
Yeah, on the corner there.
Yeah. So it'd be like the red light before the car wash in that vicinity somewhere. So
bless them.
Yeah, again, a lot of construction going on.
Got to save electricity.
Apparently.
No red lights.
828-884-9427.
Okay. They've already told Creekside Diner they're going to have to take it.
Also, then that would be at Brevard College then. So I'm not sure. I haven't seen that. I knew about the ones in Pisgah Forest and the one on Old 64. But I had not heard about the one at the college. But more are coming, so we'll just wait and see.
Yay. All right. Well, we've got some free wooden pallets, variety of styles, and you can pick those up here at Anchor Baptist Missions Warehouse, 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. Again, they are free. I tell you, if you're really handy, you can use these for a lot of different projects. Free wooden pallets, variety of style, here at 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. That's behind the Anchor Baptist Missions Warehouse.
Looking to buy lovebirds or canary birds? Again, they're looking to buy these. 400-4756, 400-4756.
Here's approximately 3,000 feet of new picture frame molding. Different widths and sizes and designs, many still in the original packaging. Wish to sell as a unit, shown by appointment only. 508-2718, 828-508-2718.
2-year-old male pygmy goat, gray and white, $100. 553-2381, 553-2381.
For sale, here's a complete living room suite. It's a sofa, love seat, two end tables, and a coffee table, asking $300. 883-8212, 883-8212.
The Veterans Restoration Headquarters in Asheville, a ministry under ABCCM, they're looking to raise some money to try to purchase a new stove for the outreach there. And Little River Baptist Church is helping them. So you can send your donation for this great cause to Little River Baptist Church at 51 Little River Church Road, Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. And if you're writing a check, please put in the memo section VRQ Kitchen, and you can make your check payable to Little River Baptist Church. If you need more information, contact Sherwood Mackey at 577-3634, 577-3634.
Here are some guineas that need a new home. You ever have guineas?
I haven't.
They can make a racket. But they're kind of neat. They're just kind of neat birds.
They're kind of like good watchdog, but they're
birds.
They
are.
They'll let you know that somebody's on the property.
No doubt. Here's some needing a new home. 384-4447, 384-4447.
A washing machine for $40. Also, they have some free firewood, about 40 different logs. It's over in the Clyde area. 276-6282, 276-6282.
Don't think so, Miss Karen. She's saying the sound changed on the AM. Let's check and see something real quick. Yeah, we're checking that.
We're still rolling at full power here.
Yeah,
I
didn't hear it.
But the headsets here, but that's not the feed that we have in our headsets. So, I don't know, folks listening on the AM, if you heard something different. I'm not sure what it was.
I don't know.
But we'll hope that whatever it was, it goes away.
Yeah.
Checking back on those traffic situations, they're still there. Traffic's still backed up a bit. So this is going to be I-26. It's construction related there, I'm guessing, coming through by around Mountain Home, Naples, and that's affecting eastbound travelers. Over on Highway 25, you've got that accident over in and around the Racquet Club, but it is a little bit better. Congestion's a little bit better there, so maybe they've got it pulled over to the side or something there. And then in Biltmore Village, it's still showing the accident, and you're backed up to right around Vanderbilt Medical Park, which would be on your left.
Okay.
But this is going to be going into Asheville, so that's a slowdown. So be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Please do.
Want to take a look in Carolina calendar? I think we've got time to take a look at what we've got.
All right. We've got revival services continuing tonight at the Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Pickens, South Carolina, their Winter Revival 2024. Pastor Tony Finney's been preaching all week. He's from First Baptist Church in Conesty, South Carolina. He'll be preaching tonight, and Pastor Rudy Smith and the Mount Sinai family welcome you. If you need information or directions, call 864-878-4885.
The Transylvania County Board of Education will hold a regular business meeting on Monday, February 5th at 6 p.m. That meeting will be at the Morris Education Center, 225 Rosenwald Lane in Brevard. The meeting is open to the public, and it will be live streamed, and you may view it on YouTube.
All right. Traffic is starting to move better on Hendersonville Road. Thank you, 2818, for keeping that up for us, and we'll pass that word along for sure. The Mills River Town Council is meeting on Thursday, February the 8th at 6:30 p.m. in the Mills River Town Hall. The public is invited to attend, and it's also accessible via electronic means.
Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville invites you to the 2024 Smoky Mountain Jubilee, February 12th and 13th. Services will begin Monday afternoon at 2. They'll break for supper at 5:30 and then back in the evening service at 7. And then Tuesday, breakfast at 8:30. Services begin at 9:30 and continue throughout the day. They'll take a break for lunch and supper. Now, on Monday night at 7, Pastor Tony Finney will be preaching. Tuesday night at 7, Pastor Alfred Willis will be preaching, and the morning and afternoon preachers will be called from the floor. Special music for the meeting by the Thren family. Pastor David Reed and the church family welcomes you to join them. Bible Baptist Church is located at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville. For more information, 704-648-6345.
The Hamburg Baptist Church in Glenville invite you to their Winter Jubilee, February the 11th through the 14th, with Sunday morning service at 11 a.m. Evangelist Mark Thren will be preaching along with music from his family, the Thren family. And then on Sunday evening at 6 p.m., Pastor Austin Frady with music by the Old Savannah Baptist Choir. Monday evening at 7, Pastor Bradley Boone with music by the Concord Baptist Youth Choir. Then on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., Pastor Brian Coates with music by the Coates family. Rounding out the week, Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., Dr. Charles Nicholson, the pastor at Victory Baptist Church in Rosman, will be preaching, and Pastor Jeremy Queen and the Hamburg Baptist Church family invite you to a time of old-fashioned preaching, singing, and praising the Lord. The church is located at 4673 Highway 107 North in Glenville, North Carolina.
Transylvania County Commissioners Larry Chapman and Emmett Cassiato invite you to join them coming up tomorrow. There will be two special showings of the documentary, The Veterans Battlefield. Now, the showings are free and open to the general public and will be in the Rogo Room at the library, first showing at 1 and the second showing at 3. Now, this documentary was partially filmed in our area, and it explores the challenges that veterans face leaving active duty and returning to civilian life. And it goes a step further and shows ways that we can best support them during this time. Also tomorrow, there will be representatives on hand from various veteran support groups. And again, everyone is welcome.
The Green River Baptist Church in Tuxedo, North Carolina invite you to revival services February the 12th through the 16th at 7 p.m. each night with evangelist Randy Bain. The church is located at 911 Green River Road in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You can contact Pastor Seth Nichols at 828-243-2411 for more information.
The Maple Ridge Baptist Church invites you to a gospel singing on Sunday, February 25th at 6 p.m., featuring the Ben Rochester family. The church is located at 133 Medford Branch Road in Candler. And again, everyone is welcome.
I think that'll do it. I think.
All right. That's a wrap.
Yeah. Piscopenny.
Oh, that's the white squirrel.
There we
okay.
go.
Gotcha.
I was wondering what the name was, but yeah. Now, see, we've got a conflict here.
Uh-oh.
Because Punxsutawney Phil said they're in Pennsylvania
yeah.
that they were going to have an early spring.
Right.
Piscopenny, unfortunately, predicted 6 more weeks of winter.
Bless her heart.
But never mind. I started to go on into that, but never mind. But so again, this comes from the White Squirrel Institute.
And there is such a thing. Yeah.
So yeah, just wanted to pass the word along that 6 more weeks of winter here in the mountains, at least according to Piscopenny.
Right. Well, I'm going to go with Punxsutawney Phil.
Phil's been doing it longer.
Again, he's only been right 39% of the time. So, you know, we're going to have what we're going to have, and we'll do our best to be happy
just
with it.
Yeah.
We may or may not get some winter weather. Who knows around here? You never know.
All we do know for a fact is that spring officially starts March the 21st.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
There you go.
So, doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Everything else is kind of irrelevant.
It's right.
In the big scope of things.
Yeah.
We're going to finish up with the song here. I think we've got time. But I would, we were talking about this before came on the air.
Please
but folks, I would really love to ask you to mark down a time tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And if you can, could you take a few moments at 2 o'clock tomorrow and pray for Brother Brian Coates?
Please do.
Brother Brian is going to be preaching the funeral of the young lady from over in Madison County that was killed in that car accident earlier this week. And they're having visitation there at the high school. It's going to be held in the gymnasium. They'll have visitation, I think, from 10 to 2. And please forgive me if my time's not exact. But the funeral is there at 2 o'clock. And I know Brother Brian would appreciate your prayers.
Yeah.
And probably going to be preaching to a packed house, of a lot of young people. And again,
yeah, the you know, just the request was made, I think, as you know, he was talking yesterday about they wanted it to have a church service. They wanted it to look like church in that gym.
Yeah.
And so not only will it look like church, I pray that God would just meet with them.
Amen.
You know, tragedy strikes, and it's God's grace that is sufficient, not only before and during the storm, but certainly in a time of grief, there can be a rays of hope that can come out of this. And some young person who sees that and realizes that they need the Lord as much as she did.
Yeah.
Thankfully, praise the Lord, as a saint of God, she had a testimony of being saved and being baptized.
Yeah.
And now what a testimony it can be to somebody that may be there tomorrow. So you pray that God would move in that service in a mighty way.
Please do. And if you can steal away for a few moments at 2 o'clock, I know Brother Brian would appreciate
it. Amen to that.
We came into Swap Shop with this song. Why don't we just go out with it again? Okay. God bless you, folks.
Yep.
Be in your place on Sunday.
Have a great weekend.
In the mess of this old world, sometimes I need a word from heaven that everything's okay. I try to walk by faith, but sometimes I'm so afraid, and I cannot see how God can make a way. But then I think He's never failed me, never left me. Not one time have I cried out, and my voice He has not heard. Never fail me, He won't start today. He will make a way. He's never failed me. As broken as you feel, your troubles, they're real. And I know you think that God's forsaken you. But child, don't lose your faith. He is working while you wait. So just hold on. He will bring you through. Failed me, never left me. Not one time have I cried out, and my voice He has not heard. Never failed me, He won't start today. He will make a way. He's never failed me.